Hello, everyone.
Hey, yo.
Welcome back to Scattering Flowers with Elise
and Miles,
a podcast where you read the daily gospels
and the saint of the day.
Let's get started. Today is Wednesday, November 19th, and the gospel reading is Luke 19, 11 through 28, and the scripture to reflect on is Luke 19, 17. And he replied, "Well done, good and faithful servant." The 10 pounds that the parable tells in today's reading represents our talents or blessings that we have. Take a minute to think of some things God has blessed you with. Some things that I thought of are a warm home with food to eat, my family, a creative mind, and clothes or other things that I need. I could keep listing, but you should think of some things that you're blessed with. In this parable, the king called his servants and asked them to give account of what they had done with the money he had given them. What has God given you, and how can you be faithful to use it well in your life?
Today's saint of the day, Saint Agnes of Assisi. She was born 1198 and died 1253. She is the patron saint of women, young children, and the poor of Clare. Agnes was the younger sister of Saint Clare of Assisi, August 11th. Agnes saw her parents rage when Clare left their home, but Agnes wanted to follow Clare's example anyway. Only 2 weeks after Clare left for the convent, Agnes snuck away. This was too much for their father. He ran after Agnes and pleaded with her to come home. Agnes said no, she wanted to abandon everything for Jesus. As the story goes, her father grabbed her by the hair and was pulling her back home, when suddenly he couldn't pull her anymore. Agnes wouldn't move. She was stuck to the spot. It was as if the Lord was holding her there. Her father gave up, and Agnes ran back to the convent, thrilled that she was would to spend her days serving the Lord.
In Jesus' parable, the master gives each of his servants one gold coin and tells them to invest in it while he is away. Investing means using or spending something wisely to earn something more in return. Some of his servants do as he asks, except for the one who says he's too afraid of the master to do anything with the coin. Unlike the others, he receives no reward. What does this say about the gifts and tasks God has given you?
St. Francis of Assisi saw St. Agnes of Assisi's devotion and maturity, and he set her in a position of authority over other nuns when she was still young, only in her 20s.
Let's pray. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Dear God, help me to do your work today and to have nothing stop me.
And help that my love for you will never move. St. Agnes of Assisi, pray for us.
Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Thank you so much for listening. We'll be back tomorrow, scattering more flowers. See ya!